The problem is our access to healthcare for most people is through a for-profit system, which puts profits ahead of human health. And what we really need is to have something that provides for the sick in the most efficient possible way. We have Medicare right now for the elderly and the disabled, which is about 50 million persons in the United States. What we really need to do is enroll the young and healthy people into Medicare, so that instead of paying premiums to a health insurance company, they would be paying into the Medicare system.
Lori Thomas, Vice President of New Jersey One Plan, One Nation, said that when presented with the facts on health care, two-thirds of the public and 60% of the doctors favor the public option, where every single person is insured from cradle to grave. President Obama, she believes, caved in to pressure from the private medical and insurance industries, but H.R. 676, the Expanded and Improved Medicare for All Act, is within reach.
What we need to do is have people get organized and make sure that they're not going to elect anybody who's not going to stand up for this.
And New Jersey One Plan, One Nation is campaigning for passage of a New Jersey Healthcare for All bill similar to H.R. 676 for the 2013 New Jersey state elections. Ray Stever, president of New Jersey One Plan, One Nation, read a statement from Donald Payne Jr., who is running for Congress this fall.
Healthcare for all is long overdue. We are by far one of the most advanced countries on the planet. And there is absolutely no reason that any one person should be without health care. My father, the late Congressman Donald Payne Sr., voted for H.R. 676, and I will do the same. We should all be covered from the first steps on this earth until our last breath.
Larry Hamm, chairman of the People's Organization for Progress, reminded the crowd that the Medicare program was obtained through the civil rights struggle of the 1960s and that reactionary forces are trying to roll back these hard-fought gains.
When we went to school, you know what they taught us, that speech by Abraham Lincoln, government of the people, by the people, and for the people. But when we look at the record, we see that the government is of the rich, by the corporations, and for the banks. That's the way it's going.
And while most labor unions have so far failed to campaign for popular social issues such as universal health care, focusing instead on defending their shrinking membership's benefits, Noel Christmas, president of Utility Workers Union Local 601, was there to show that this may be changing.
Our union makes up 50,000 members in the utility industry nationwide. We have endorsed H.R. 676, Medicare for All, because no one in this country should go without health care. That is a basic human right. Just like the lights on in your house, just like the water you drink, your health is not up for sale.
For the WBI Sunday News in Newark, this is Fred Nguyen.